and paid attention. He fumbled, opened the glove compartment, and let loose a landslide of cassettes. He felt around with his hand. No map. He was nearing Skokie. He began to get nervous. He wondered where 94 led. Then mile by mile, the uneasiness passed. He felt strangely unconcerned. He realized that he really didn't care where he was going. Why should he? His life was a house that had burned to the ground. What was there to go back to? He drove on, weaving slightly, aware that every car but his had a destination. He felt spent, emptied of all will. He was beyond tantrums. Instead, a measured voice began broadcasting within him, soft and unexpected, like a warm wind out of season. "There's no need to go home," said the voice. "No need to go back to school on Monday. No need to go there ever again." Ahead, car lights hurtled toward him just as in a video game. He was in the fast lane, steering between the white lights on his left and the reds on his right. "There's no need to feel pain. You've already felt enough." The driver beside him honked when Brent drifted into his lane. Brent ignored him. "No need to let them hurt you again." The voice flowed through his veins like morphine. He wove between the lights, hypnotized. "You have the power to stop the hurting." He removed his hands experimentally from the steering wheel for a moment. "No need to be a pawn."